Books on Tape presents A Fine and Bitter Snow by Dana Stabenow, read by Marguerite Gavin. My thanks to Deirdre S. Ganipal, who busted the Chaste by Choice movement when she got married. An author's note. Although the discerning will find some similarities between the imaginary Kanuyat copper mine and the real Kennecott copper mine, I have, as usual, taken gross liberties with Alaskan history and geography, and, surprise, they are not one and the same, which means Mudhole Smith flew tourists into the Kennecott, not the Kanuyak. My aunt used to work for him, and from the stories I've heard, I don't think he'd have minded a walk-on part in one of my novels. A warning. Any resemblance between my imagined Camp Theodore and the real Camp Denali would be wholly the result of the author's overactive imagination. You can't go to the first. You can go to the second, and you ought to. Frost is marrow cold, and soon winds bring a fine and bitter snow. Theodore Rothke. 1. Mutt leapt to the seat of the snow machine as Kate thumbed the throttle, and together they roared 25 miles over unplowed road to Niniltna, 4 miles past the village to the ghost town of Kanuyak, and up the rutted, icy path to the steppe. There Kate dismounted, post-holed through the snow to the door of the Park Service's headquarters, marched down the hall to Dan O'Brien's office, walked in without knocking, sat down without invitation, and said, "Now then, would you mind repeating to me exactly what you told Ethan Inhout this morning?" "Hi, Kate," Dan said, the startled look fading from his face. "Nice to see you, too." Hard on Kate's heels, Mutt barked. One syllable, short, sharp, demanding. "All right, already, nice to see you too."